There's renewed doubt this morning about the chances of a Brexit compromise being reached in the short term. Discussions on London's latest proposals are due to continue today. Under the new plan, Northern Ireland would be in the UK's customs area, but would in practice operate as an EU customs territory. Last night, however, the EU downplayed the prospects of an early breakthrough. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is on the line from Brussels. Tony, another important week, and I know we've said that many times. What are you hearing about what's been happening behind the scenes?
Well, Rachel, there have been intensive negotiations over the weekend following that meeting last week between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson and all of that sense of a breakthrough. But those discussions so far have yielded quite a bit of doubt on the EU side about the British proposals. And it's worth just pointing out that going into this negotiation, the EU has taken as its preferred option the original Northern Ireland only backstop. In other words, in the event of no other solution being found, Northern Ireland would stay in the customs union and the single market to avoid a hard border. The British proposal is quite a distance from that. Northern Ireland would be in the UK's customs territory, but it would apply EU tariffs and procedures. So if goods were going to Northern Ireland only, they would pay the EU tariff when they crossed from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. But if the EU tariff was higher than the UK tariff, then importers would get a rebate. So the benefit of that is that you would have no need for customs checks on the island of Ireland, but you would have this system that would kick in. And if obviously if the goods were going on to cross the border into the south and by extension the rest of the EU, then their original EU tariff would be the correct one. Now, when they've discussed this over the weekend with British officials, I think the EU side have just seen that this would be incredibly complicated to operate. You would have to have a system of tracking all the goods to make sure that they end up where they're supposed to end up. There's a fear that this wouldn't be done on time because obviously everything has to happen by the end of the two-year transition period, which because of the delays to the extension to Brexit coming into effect is only 14 months away. And there are also concerns about fraud. And finally, there's what we call rules of origin. So goods might, like sugar, might go to Northern Ireland, but then might be an ingredient that goes into another product, which crosses the border again into the EU 27. So these are the problems that the EU side have identified. And ultimately, the EU is kind of saying, look, we need to get things back towards the original Northern Ireland only backstop, which is legally much more operable and simple, rather than going into this mishmash of a UK plan, which frankly the EU thinks is just not really going to work and would again cast a doubt on the integrity of the internal market.
I'm glad that the EU negotiating side thinks that all of this is a bit complicated, because I think for many of us trying to get our heads around this over the weekend, well, it certainly wasn't an easy task. Tell us, Tony, if you can, what's likely to happen over the next few days, because, of course, the summit is almost upon us.
Yes, so I mean, the choreography of this last week, I suppose the sunnier version of it was that there was this breakthrough, there would be intensive negotiations, and it was possible to get a deal by the summit or at least by the end of the month. Now, the way things are looking following the weekend's negotiations are certainly casting doubt on that, because if the UK persists on this particular model of avoiding a hard border on the island of Ireland, then it would take, frankly, months for this to be worked out, and certainly not in time for the summit. The EU side are, as I say, pushing to sort of slide the UK back towards the original Northern Ireland only backstop. But of course, that comes with a huge political price for Boris Johnson, and he may not get it through the House of Commons. So what's going to happen is that negotiators are continuing their technical talks on these issues. There's also, of course, the whole consent issue, which we haven't really got into, and they will continue, and Michel Barnier will take a decision probably on Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday. Now, on Tuesday, tomorrow, he's going to brief member states in Luxembourg as to the state of play, and they will then have to decide whether his mandate is that he can bring forward the plan to the European Council, or whether more time is needed, or whether it's just not really going to work out and that we will be heading towards a much more serious scenario, perhaps a no deal at the end of October. Although it's important to say, of course, that the UK law prohibits Boris Johnson from taking that particular course of action.
As you say, though, there are big questions as to whether he could get any revised agreement through the House of Commons. And there are also serious questions about the position of the DUP. Jim Shannon, the MP, is quoted in this morning's Irish Times as saying, if we're not being treated the same as England, we're not going to accept it.
Yes, I mean, the initial holding statement from Arlene Foster last week, the DUP leader, was kind of a wait-and-see approach. You could find language in there that was taking a more pragmatic approach. But of course, over the weekend, we had Nigel Dodds, the deputy leader, talking about anything that made that meant that Northern Ireland wasn't fully out of the customs union was not really going to be a runner. And given that the UK proposal leaves Northern Ireland in a kind of a halfway house, then if he follows through with that kind of warning, then the DUP are not going to accept that, accept this. And if the UK is nudged further backwards towards the Northern Ireland only backstop, which Theresa May agreed to, then it's hard to see the DUP at all accepting this. And of course, the DUP are what they call a canary for the hardline Eurosceptics in the Conservative Party. If the DUP like it, then groups like the ERG, European Research Group, would accept it. So Boris Johnson is facing all of these pressures. Again, we're going to have a big day next Saturday when the House of Commons sits to decide on what happens at the European Council. We have the Queen's speech today as well. So there's an awful lot of churn happening, and it's really hard to see from this vantage point how this is all going to play out by the end of the week.
Tony, thanks indeed. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor in Brussels at 7:20.